Let's start with Tricia.
My boss is berating me in her emails and on phone calls. I'm biting my tongue not to say something back to her. It's stressing me out.
So what can Tricia do?
That's a really challenging situation. So there's two things she could do. The first one is she needs to go right into the boss and say, it's clear to me I'm not meeting your expectations, given the nature of the phone calls and emails I've been receiving from you. Help me get clear on what success would look like. So you got to clear up that gray, that fuzzy. Second thing she needs to do, and more of a defensive thing, is she needs to be capturing those voicemails and those emails. Because that's something potentially, if things become abusive, she can use to defend herself.
So Christina writes that her boss is grouchy, dismissive, and unresponsive, particularly to her. This is sort of the other end of the spectrum. Plus, she has trouble with another coworker who complains to her boss about her. But she says she's trying to keep her head down, not complain.
I'm worried if keeping my mouth shut will seal my fate, or if pointing out that there seems to be tension will make me seem like a high-maintenance problem employee.
So how do you prevent being perceived as high-maintenance when you're trying to address an issue with your boss?
So similar to the first, she's got to go in there and have a conversation. Clear this stuff up.
To her point, does she risk being perceived as high-maintenance because she's in here with a problem again? And
yeah, I think that kind of conversation is not necessarily complaining. It's more about help me make sure I'm meeting your expectations.
So it's all about how you frame it.
It's all about how you frame it. Help me make sure I'm meeting your expectations. It's forward thinking versus, hey, you sent me something last week and I hurt my feelings. I didn't like it. Now that's backward thinking. Another thing she could also do is to say, would it be okay if in a couple months I got on your calendar for 20 minutes just to check in and see how I'm doing? Now, it sounds so good when I say it.
Yeah, sounds easy.
Sounds
yeah.
So easy, right? And we know it's not. But when you can say it in that way that's so direct, so honest, and also just very real and humble, people respond very well to that.
When is it appropriate to go above your boss's head because of something like that?
First, make sure you need to have one of two things or both. You need to have a ton of evidence. You can't just say, I heard my boss say this one time. Mm-mm. You need to have it in writing somewhere or an email that your boss sent or some other folks that heard it, onlookers or observers that can vouch for you. Second, you need to maybe have peers. It's really powerful when you go and complain either to your boss directly or to your boss's boss as a team. I've seen teams do that before, and I've seen those bosses removed within 24 hours. But if you do it by yourself, you run the risk of kind of having the messenger get shot.
At what point do you take that step? Now, that's a pretty serious step, going above your boss's head.
That's a pretty serious step. You've got to take that step when you're ready. In other words, you're about ready to go find another job. And you make sure you've done everything you can. And that's why those conversations are so important, because you're going to be asked, did you do it? And if you can say, yes, I did, and this is what they said, then that's going to really establish your position better.
Brandon Smith is our resident expert on workplace culture and communication. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, a lot of fun.